Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan. So, yeah, for the Medford School District, then, there's a lot of different start dates coming up. So could you clarify that for us, please, Pat?
Well, let's start with our youngest kids, our pre-K kids. The Medford School District has a two-day-a-week pre-K program. So kids either go to school on Tuesday and Thursday or Monday and Wednesday. That starts next week. So pre-K kids do not go to school this week. If they're in the Tuesday-Thursday group, their first day of school is next Tuesday. If they're in the Monday-Wednesday group, their first day of school is Monday.
Are they in the elementary buildings?
Yes. Yeah, both in Stetsonville and in Medford. And then on Thursday...
Of this week,
another group that will stay home on Thursday would be the kindergartners. Okay? Their first day of school is Friday. So no kindergartners on Thursday. They will start on Friday. On Thursday, the other kids district-wide, okay, except for the 10th graders, the 11th graders, and the 12th graders, okay? So your first grade through 9th grade has their first day of school on Thursday. The high school just has the freshmen there on Thursday. We've started that about 3 or 4 years ago, freshman only day. The freshmen come in on Thursday, the day before everybody else is going to come in at the high school. And we get a good opportunity to kind of ease them into the high school, show them around, make sure they can find all their classes, talk to them about how lunch works. We also bring in all the supervisors of clubs and organizations, and they talk about, you know, hey, if you join the Science Olympiad, here's what they do. If you get in forensics, here's what that does. And I mean, just all of them. And there are a ton of opportunities. And so that's just them on Thursday. And then
I'm having flashbacks already, just remembering back in the day.
Yeah, it's a time of high anxiety.
I still remember it. It must have been.
You know, when those freshmen walk into the high school, it sometimes can be a little intimidating, and we talk to them a lot about how it's just more talk than anything else. It's a friendly place, and they're going to know a lot of these kids even though they're older. But then Friday, your sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and as we mentioned, now it'll be the kindergartners' first day on Friday, and again, first through, you know, really K through 12 then on Friday are in school, and then we look forward to the following week where we see our pre-K kids.
And of course, your athletes have been, you know, using facilities for quite some time already.
Absolutely. You know, football started the first week of August, and then you had soccer and volleyball and swimming, and tennis. I think I got them all there. They started shortly after the first week, either the second or third week of August. They've all had competitions already. It's just they don't let us start school before the September 1st. That's the law. We've talked about this a lot. I would prefer us being able to start a little earlier, especially since all of that is going on already, but it's not allowed. I just wanted to mention that any middle school aged students in the district, whether you're attending one of the private schools, you're homeschooled, whatever the situation is, if you're not attending our middle school, you are still allowed, and I'd encourage you to look at our athletic program and join one of our athletic teams. We had that happen last year with some students in the private schools, but again, it's any middle-aged student living in the school district of Medford, you're entitled to or allowed to participate on our athletic teams at the middle school. So get a hold of Al Leonard at the middle school, the principal, or get a hold of the district office, and we'll steer you in the right direction.
Superintendent of Medford Area Schools, Pat Sullivan.